So I said Akshobhya's wisdom is the mirror-like wisdom. Akshobhya, the head of the Vajra family. And I think what happens, the distorted version of Akshobhya's wisdom is a kind of broken mirror, a kind of fragmented mirror. There's bits of the mirror missing, and there's other bits of the mirror that are distorting. So Akshobhya's mirror is objective. It's equanimous, it's unattached. When it gets shattered by sort of egoic clinging. And the trouble is that mirror, that distorted, fragmented mirror, thinks it's still objective. It thinks it understands reality. And it thinks that its judgments, its criticisms are true. And this generates an aversive quality, or maybe it's generated by an aversive quality. So some aspects of the mirror are pretty good. It sort of reflects reality quite plainly. But other aspects either just aren't allowed. It's like, this does not belong in my world, or it gets severely distorted. So I'll try and elaborate on that a little bit. So I found myself saying to someone the other day, I knew that this wasn't going to help us. I had to say anyway. I said, you know, I think you're being lazy. And at the time I thought, and there must be an NBC way of saying this, but I don't know what it is, and I don't care, I'm going to say it. And it was profitable, because after the reaction, we came to quite a good place, we came to quite a good understanding. But it's like, initially there's this sense, what I could see, all I could see is laziness writ large across this person. It's like, there's this behaviour, and there's this big label, lazy. And it seemed like the only way I could get past that was by saying, this is what I see. Actually, I wasn't quite that kind of open-handed with it. I said, I think you're being lazy. And then working to understand that actually there was some reason why this person was being lazy, why they were behaving the way they were. I was on a solitary last year, and I was trying to work quite strongly with metta bhavana. And I got to this point of doing quite a bit of metta bhavana and bringing all these people to mind and experiencing quite strongly how, you know, my reactions to them, my judgments of them, my stories about them. And I thought, what would it be like to suspend all these judgments and criticisms? You know, maybe just for a month or two, not forever, just for a little while. And there's this sense of terror. This terror, it was like death. To suspend criticism felt like a kind of death to me. It's outraged my highest values, or the highest values of this distorted Vajra type, not to have opinions and criticisms about things. It's like I was going to become brain dead, a sort of dumbly smiling idiot or something. I've got a bit of a reputation as an arch critic of NVC, non-violent communication, because I abhor the idea that everyone's self-declared needs are valid. What if people are just deluded? What if they're neurotic? They need to be told. They don't have a need for space, they're just lazy. So there's much that could be said about the wise use of the critical faculty. I'd love to give a 3-hour talk on it. About judging behaviours and not people and all this sort of thing. But I think the main thing to say is simply to notice the pain associated with judgment. That probably tells you if it's wise or unwise. Notice the quality of contraction or expansion. That'll tell you the kind of mental state that you're in.